Edgar, how you doing?
It's about time. It is time.
Pulling the
We've
river.
been held back for way too long.
You know,
We've been held back way too long, Weber.
been getting held back by the man. You know, we had the call to action. We had to fight back with Apple, but you know, that's all behind us now. We pushing forward.
Yeah, water under the bridge, right? Water under the bridge right now.
You know, a lot of the hardcore fans know we've been out there fighting for what's right. We've been, you know, taking over. And that's why we're here again.
Oh man. So Ben Askren versus Jake Paul.
Oh, I knew you had to ask the first thing you said to me. Well,
I wanted to jump into it, you know, right into the juiciness.
You know, you've always been known to give the people what they want. Now, Ben Askren, I definitely think you want to put all your money on him. You want to take a mortgage out on your house, and you're going to want to put that on Ben Askren. Right now, looking at the pre-odds
Damn.
Of the fights as it goes
Damn.
right now, you're getting 2-1 on Ben Askren, a born warrior against Jake Paul, who knocked out Nate Robinson. That's retired NBA player Nate Robinson, and it ain't a slam dunk contest. You know, so I got Ben Askren all the way. He's going to put his gloves up for the first four rounds, you know, absorb some of those punches. And Jake Paul doesn't have the stamina to go with the born warrior.
Bro, if people listen to you right now, they're gonna lose their homes. That's all I'm gonna say. Bro, the thing is,
that thing,
Ben Askren got no hands. Not whatsoever. He's never had a good stand up. He got no hands. And then I feel like in a fair one, when it just went, if it's just fisticuff, he's going to get two-pieced. He's going to get jawed. And I don't mean two-pieced as in like in the first round, but I feel like his lack of head movement and his lack of movement in general, since he got like a bum hip and shit, dude's going to get clobbered. But
I think
respect to Ben Askren is, like, I don't know if you guys know this, but Ben Askren's a beast at wrestling. You know what I mean? And, like, when I was in high school, he was in college, and he was, like, the guy, like, with the funk styling, doing front flips and back flips when he was getting single-legged and whatnot. This dude's a beast. But he has no hands whatsoever. His hands is his wrestling. And without that to bail him out, I just don't know, bro. This Jake Paul, you know, I don't even want to gas this guy up at all, bro, because I feel like I'll come across as a cornball. But not he at least looks like he's trying. And I feel like he looks like he got better hands if it was just the eye test. But, you know, we'll see at the end of the day when it actually comes to the fight, because, you know, everyone got a plan to get hit. And
exactly.
We'll see, man. If Jake Paul can keep it like that for a while, bro, I just don't see how he doesn't just catch Ben Askren eventually. Because Ben Askren doesn't usually get caught in the hand, in the stand-up, you know, because if he does, he just shoots in and fucking takes you down. So it's different once you get caught in the boxing. You can't really – you don't have the double leg to bail you out. I'm hoping that he gets caught and he blasts doubles Jake Paul and just slams him and shit. Just because, like, that would just be random as fuck.
Yeah.
And because, like, and it's just, like, he's so, like, such a wrestler at the core that even if he's knocked unconscious, he's going to just start wrestling.
This is an Olympic world-class athlete against a YouTube. Against you are aware of this.
Yes.
It's crazy.
It's a skill sport, bro. It's all that.
Ben
it's
Askren's
a skill based. It's a fight,
he's got
bro.
A job.
It's not, bro. You don't play boxing, you know.
No,
that's all I'm saying, bro. So when it comes to athleticism, I don't think athleticism matters as much. So is it just skill, and it's just such an interesting matchup because, like, Ben Askren really is, like, if you had to pick the guy with the worst hands, the worst stand-up in MMA, it's like he's up there, bro. He's literally the guy. I'd roll him out. And then you get this guy that's just, like, essentially, like, Jake Paul's just, like, essentially an amateur, up-and-coming amateur that has a couple years of experience. So it really it's really, like, two different levels in different sports meeting. You know what I mean?
Did you hear Dana White came out and he said he's going to put $1 million on Ben Askren? And then Jake Paul came out and said double it. And I heard Snoop Dogg even came out and Snoop Dogg's on Jake Paul's side.
Bro, I wish I had $1 million because I would match him. As soon as he said that statement, that's how confident I am.
No way. No well, way. I'll have to take well, you up I'll on some action on that, especially if you're giving me 2-1.
I can't believe Ben Askren is the underdog, like this much of an underdog, but
it's still early.
I don't think it's gonna be like one sided. It really, honestly, it just comes down to like, I mean, a lot of things, I guess, but how I'm seeing it, I feel like it's gonna be rather competitive. And that yeah, for the most part, and that just I just see Ben getting caught eventually. Just I don't know. That's just me, because he doesn't like have good head movement. No knock against him though, because I know he's a savage and shit. But it's just different when you can't wrestle. I just don't have that much confidence in his stand up. My mind tells me Jake Paul, but my heart says Ben. You know, I want Ben to win, but I don't really know if he can win.
I just don't see.
That's how you know I'm being honest about my. That's how you know I'm being really unbiased about my opinion because I fucks with the funk, you know. That's Ben, bro. He's all about it. He's nice, but you got no stand up.
Edgar, we're talking about a YouTuber whose biggest win was Nate Robinson.
The thing is, you gotta stop just saying YouTuber. Okay, yes, he is a YouTuber. He's also a human. He's also a blonde. I don't know. It doesn't matter. He boxes. He trains in it. So I think that's what's most important. It's not that he's a YouTuber or whatnot. That's just like the smoke screen, I guess, in a way. He's been training and shit. So the thing is, bro, I feel like Ben Askren hasn't – he's just started training his hands, like his striking. Like, he never took it serious, bro. Like, his whole philosophy was, like, he never has to, like, go stand up with anyone. So why does he have to train it? His wrestling is so good. That's kind of, like, always been his mindset. And he was right for the most part until, like, you get to the UFC and he caught a knee. True, and man. Robbie Lawler another, almost took him out, too. Robbie Lawler was killing him. And he lost to Damian Maia. He got choked out by Damian Maia. Bro, he got like 2 L's and he almost realistically 3 L's in my opinion, but he's on the 2 L like losing streak right now. Death comes in threes, bro.
He's about to tell you, there's no way.
He's about to get
fouled. There's no kick pops in that fight.
Oh, bro. Well, all right. What about the other Paul versus Floyd? Did that fight happen?
Yeah, that's a joke, right?
Nah, I got Floyd.
Anyway, how that's happening?
I can't see any way Floyd loses.
I can't see any way the fight happens.
No, I think Floyd wants it, bro. Floyd, you never heard? You didn't hear?
Floyd only takes fights he can win.
No, yeah, that's exactly what he said. I saw him do an interview, and his point was rather compelling, you know? He said, like, why would I put myself at risk and fight these young killers? And, I mean, it's different when me and you are like, yo, Floyd, go out there. Fight this fucking savage for us, for our entertainment. He's like, nah, I'll fight these other people. I'll fight these fucking bums.
He'll go do little exhibitions in Japan.
Yeah, and cheer there with the crowd, bro. People, because he's that good. He's still a savage. Even if he's giving up 30 pounds, bro, he hits hard. And his whole defense is like to just not get hit. So it works even against people walking him down and shit.
In other boxing news, shout out to the Barstool Sports intern who knocked Jose Canseco out in like 30 seconds.
That was pretty
good. No way. Jose Canseco, the big steroid baseball player?
Yeah, the guy for the steroids and got the home run hit off his head over the fence.
Bro, he got knocked out like that? Bad?
Yeah, it was ugly, dude. You know he was in it for the paycheck. You know, I could probably take Jose Canseco. And I'll say it right here, Jose Canseco. You want to take it anytime, any place, you name the date, I'll take it next.
Wow. Whoever out here calling for fair ones, I respect.
Fair ones. You know there's no fair ones in Pawtucket. But up here, we got fair ones up in the Canicross.
Fair ones.
So, Jose, you come down, meet me down here at the Millhouse Pub. We'll have a cold one, and I'll knock your ass out.
Damn, bro. You'll break bread with him before you beat his ass?
Oh, absolutely. Break bread before and after.
Oh, shit. Damn, bro, is that the main hospitality up there? That northern hospitality?
Well, that's the main way. That's the Canadian influence.
The way life should be?
Absolutely.
Damn. Wow. Well, if you're listening, stay out of Maine, bro. If you got problems with Mainers, stay out of Maine. That's all I gotta say.
No, we don't have problems with anyone. Unless you got problems with us.
Damn, bro. Okay, so you guys ain't the problem starters, right? Is that what I'm picking up?
Something like that, I guess. You want those problems, you go to New Hampshire.
Damn. Live free or die out there, though. Yeah. You gotta watch out.
Nah, it's just down in New Hampshire, not that long ago, at a poker tournament.
Oh, for real? What happened?
I lost 26 out of 120 something.
Hey, you win some, you lose some, right?
Yeah, it was a tough one.
When for some reason, I don't know why, when you brought up New Hampshire, I thought about when like Trump, like when during the, when I think in like 2017, he had a rally in New Hampshire, and he's like, they tell me that like. There's a heroin problem out here. And I think, how can you have a heroin problem in New Hampshire? You guys have mountains and trees. He said some shit like that. Holy and it was just crap. Wild because I'm like, did you really say that? Huh?
Did you really say that?
Yeah, he really said that. And I'm like, yeah, that's probably why they do heroin, because that's all there is mountain and trees.
That's awful.
That's awful.
Yeah, no, it's bad, bro. I'm like, yo, this guy Trump's just crazy, bro. But no, that really happened. I'll send you the link one day.
Check that out.
No, that was. I'm thinking it had to be. It was in the beginning. I'm thinking before he was either right before he was president, or like. Because the thing is, his whole presidency was like a rally, bro. He never stopped rallying.
Yeah, honestly, it was like one party that did not stop for four years and you did not want to be at.
Damn, bro. Yeah, no. It was nuts. Even during the pandemic, he was trying to get it going. Bro, did you hear the story where he had, like, what was it, in Oklahoma or some shit? Damn, I gotta make sure all my stories is correct. I don't want to just be throwing out misinformation if I'm wrong. But I forgot what state it was exactly. But they bust out the supporters, the rallier supporters, and they left them out because they never bust them back. And a lot of them got hypothermia and shit.
Oh no, are you kidding?
No, I'm not, bro. I'm really not. Hold up, I'm just looking up right now. Trump.
Rally. Trump's always happy.
Busing incident.
He's probably the world's greatest half-asser.
Bro, you really had them bust over there, then just didn't even have a way to bust them back.
That reminds me of going to like festivals. You get there and there's like no way to get to the actual festival site. You have to wait in hours in line. But at least when you're going to a festival, you plan for that and you always pack 2 30 racks. You have at least a 30 rack for you while you're waiting in line. Because there, I mean, there's nothing to do.
Bro, it's the third incident in less than a week. Trump leaves supporters stranded in cold weather after campaign rally. Once again. Oh, shit. This is a repeat offender, bro. Come on. That's your man's, bro.
Wait. What's the date on that?
So, November. Well, this article came out November 2nd, 2020. It was Forbes.
November 2nd, 2020. So right before the election.
Yeah, bro. So the president's supporters were ferried over to the event location on shuttle bus, arranged by the campaign. So it was arranged by the campaign itself, which I find that's rather significant because that means they're the ones that fucking like egg these people on the go. Many were left stranded after the event, waiting for hours as the bus failed to take them back to their cars.
Rough.
Multiple people tried to hitch rides from strangers amid the pandemic. Damn, bro. Chief critic. After a similar incident took place in Omaha last week, Democratic nominee Joe Biden compared Trump's handling of his supporters with his handling of the pandemic, stating that the incident would capture President Trump's whole approach.
So not to try to change the subject on you, Edgar, but did you get a chance to see the Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars performance at the Grammys? I believe they called themselves Silk Sonic.
I actually did get the chance to listen to that fire-ass fucking song, and I really enjoyed it.
What was your reaction? Tell me.
You know, it was like exactly what I pictured a Bruno Mars and an Anderson .Paak song to be. You know, Anderson just really... just being that smooth guy right in the background with the drums.
So smooth.
Steady. And then Bruno with them soft vocals. Bro, it made me want to get a girlfriend. I'm slacking right now. I'm leaving my door open, bro. My door's open. Why open? The shorties just need to come by too, you know? I'm trying to find one that has their door open.
All the ladies out there, you heard it. Ed's got his door open.
So, don't stop. Don't flatter me, bro. Don't flatter me, bro. You're making me blush. Yo. Nah, but,
Ed, what have you been up to down there in Cranston?
So, you know, working. You know, I'm at the preschool. They call me Mr. Ed. I'll be with these kids. I'm a teacher. Today we had today we went outside, but it was too cold, and a lot of the twins were complaining, and a couple of the other kids started complaining. But I showed them that this corner of the green space, because of the fence, there's a little safety pocket from the wind, and we chilled there and we made dirt mounds, and they it was like a cake for me and stuff. It was really cool.
So it sounds like you're the shaper of young minds.
No, that's pretty dope. Now they help shape my mind too. You know, I learned a lot from them. It's really dope, though. It's very rewarding compared to working in the fucking service industry. Working in the kitchen was big trash. Big ups to anyone working in the kitchen industry. Much respect to you.
Definitely much respect, especially during this pandemic.
Fuck yeah, bro. That shit ain't easy.
Try to do it again.
Not easy. I mean, what were you? You're the culinary master, brother.
Wait, I don't think it's been that long.
Do we condone smoking on this podcast?
Hell yeah, but I mean, we're low key about it for now.
We did get in trouble last time. But that was for more of the politics stuff, you know what I mean? But I wasn't sure, but you know, that looking.
I wanted to talk about is some someone that both me and you met. I'm not sure if we mentioned on previous casts, but Tom Brady. What's your thoughts on Tom Brady signing the extension with the Buccaneers and winning the championship this year, Ed?
Damn, man. I'm actually really happy you asked me that question, because I think I have a lot to say. Let me light this bong quick, take this rip, and I'm gonna go in. So,
and this segment's called Ed Goes In. This is where Ed takes a big fatty and then goes in.
So, I'm assuming most of you people out there listening don't know this, but I'm a Miami Dolphins fan.
Same.
So, with that, I've always been a hater of the Patriots, you can say. I've hated them since the third grade. They used to be
no Patriots. Hate them because he ain't them.
It was like in 2001, they won the Super Bowl, and then everyone was a Patriots fan. And I hated it because I was a Dolphins fan, a new Dolphins fan at the time. Because, you know, I was like 8. Anyways, fast forward through the dynasty, and they're just shitting on the Dolphins, shitting on the NFL, winning ships, left and right. So, you know, there is a thin line between love and hate. And that sometimes I catch myself realizing that I'd be paying attention more to the Patriots than my own damn team. I hated them so much. I wanted to see them lose because they were just the big winners. And the bullies just shitting on my fins. I was always a big Peyton Manning fan. So what I'm getting at, I guess, because your question, I'm going on a diatribe right now. I used to be a real big hater on Tom Brady. But now that he's not on the Patriots, I realize that I can admire the shit out of Tom Brady and actually like Tom Brady a lot more now, because what I realize is I hated the nut-hugging Patriot fans and not Tom Brady. It made me realize that he's the GOAT.
It's the GOAT. We had a chance to meet him, because we accidentally missed a couple exits and ended up at we ended up at the Irving right by the stadium, right by Gillette. And there was Tom Brady in his big black Escalade hybrid pumping his own gas.
Behind the post. He didn't want to be seen.
You're the one that spotted him out.
In this whole scenario, you know, it was all like, you know, a stroke of chance in every sense of the word. Like, Weber only drove to Gillette just because he wanted to rub it in my face that the Patriots have 4 ships. Remind you, I'm a Dolphins fan. I already told you guys I hated the Patriots. So, you know, this dude's rubbing it in my face. I see 4 banners.
I just wanted to see the new banner.
He takes the wrong
turn. I didn't really care. I just wanted to see the new banner.
And yeah, and so when he leaves the parking lot, he takes the wrong turn. Ends up going down the street, and we needed to get some Dutch's anyways because we had some leftover bud because it was the day after 420. So this is how you know we're being right about this, because this happened in April 21st, 2014. Tom Brady was supposed to go to Washington, D.C. to see Obama with the rest of the team, but he didn't. He skipped out. He was like the only player that did that. And so we happened to go to the same gas station, the first one to the right when you leave Gillette. That's all. That's how I remember it in my head. I think it was a Getty at the time. And
that was an Irving.
It's one of it might have been an Irving. It's one of those like those fucking that brand or that archetype or whatever. But we we spotted him. I noticed him because I noticed this lady that was right pumping her gas near him. And what really caught my eye and my attention was that she was just like staring at someone. I was like, why is she staring so intensely at like this person? And then I look at who she's staring at, and it's Tom Brady. And he's, like, kind of, like, shimmied up, hidden behind this post, kind of, like, trying to, like, hide behind it in a way, at an angle. You know, he's trying not to be seen, really. And I tell Weber, I'm like, yo, bro, that's Tom Brady. And I think I said it twice. And usually Weber can tell I'm a bullshitter. So, you know, Weber questioned it at first, but I think he could tell by how serious I was saying it, my tone of voice, that, like, this is the real deal. I'm like, this is – we're in a gas station with Tom Brady right now in the moment, you know?
Totally forgot to get gas.
And then we got out the car. We got out the car, and I didn't say anything to Weber. I didn't say anything to Brady, but if I remember correctly, you went up to him, and you were like, hey, how's it going, Mr. Brady?
Yeah. I had the Michigan sweatshirt on, too. I was so happy I had the Michigan sweatshirt.
And, yeah, didn't you bring that up, or he brought it up?
Yeah, he brought it up. I didn't even realize I was wearing the Michigan sweatshirt. He's the one that, like, kind of pointed at my Michigan sweatshirt. I was like, oh, perfect.
So, we asked Weber asked him if we could take a picture. And he said, not today, boys. And we were like, all right. And then we just left. And just, like, in that simple, like, interaction, I just saw in his face, Tom Brady I'm talking about, that this dude was super, like stoked that, like, we were so easy on his response of no when asking for a picture. Just, like, he had a sigh of relief in a way. That's what I kind of noticed. He's like, thank you. Like, have a good day. And I think he really appreciates that. And then we were walking into the gas station, and a car pulls in, and this dude just hops out the passenger seat with his iPhone, and he just starts having, like, his finger down, so he's taking, like a machine gun automatic shots of photos of Tom Brady. I kid you not. And it was just, you know, that just position in real time, bro, in reality, bro. It was so crazy to see it. It was like a coin flip. I remember we went inside the store and stuff, and there was a couple other older people in there, and they were pretty stoked about it too. They're like, they were, you know, they're all excited to see Brady. But I knew that happened, man. April 21st, he didn't go see Bama. You can look for it for yourself. 2014, they won the ship. They beat the Seahawks. I was heated. And
I was heated. I lost $50 on that game. That was the worst interception of all time. I was devastated.
Yeah, man. And
I had to get a ride home from the bar that night.
It's fucking that was so crazy, bro. But honestly, I didn't think he was gonna win another ship with Tampa Bay. But he had a bomb. He has a bomb squad. I've always been a Peyton Manning guy, you know. But Manning didn't go out like Brady did. Brady went out. He's not even out. He's still in, you know.
He signed an extension. I didn't hear exactly how long the extension was, but he just signed an extension with the Bucks.
I'm just more interested to see how the Patriots are going to play. Because there's been a lot of Tampa Bay jerseys around these parts.
Yep, and you know they just signed Cam Newton for another year.
I start seeing a lot of Florida plates up here too. It's just, I don't know. It felt like a different football season around these parts. I see a lot of fair weather, and, you know, something I think I suspected since the third grade.
It's true,
bro. Circling back on these things, bro. I got reasons behind my reasons.
You think Cam Newton has a chance to do anything with the Patriots this year? Or are they looking at another repeat of last year?
I just don't know where Cam Newton is mentally, bro. Like, Cam Newton, like, in a vacuum at his best, he should be able to do really well. He was doing kind of well. They were doing fine, but he's not, like, the type of player that, Brady can work with trash players. He can't work with trash. Like, he's good, but you need to help him out, too.
Yeah.
Like, their receiving corps needs to step up. You know, other people need to step up. Like, he's a beast, but he shouldn't have to be put in those situations where he has to be Superman all the time.
What do you think about the Dolphins this year? You think Tua is the real deal, or you?
Super ship.
Super I agree. Bowl. I don't think he had enough. with the COVID this year, especially towards the beginning of the year and him coming from an injury from college, I don't think he had quite enough time to get NFL ready for some of his first starts. But throughout the year, he definitely opened up and was playing better, and I think he's definitely someone to be reckoned with in the AFC East. I think you're going to be hearing a lot of the Bills and the Dolphins, and I don't know if the Patriots even really have a place in the AFC East with Cam Newton as their quarterback.
Bro, it's all about the Dolphins head coach. He's a savage. It all starts there, the culture. There's a different culture there now.
It's, for real?
I can't believe I forgot the dude's name. How can I say I'm a fucking fan, you know?
Ryan Flores.
Yeah, bro. He came from New England. He was their defensive coordinator when they won the ship, I think, with Seattle or one of those. Is he either Seattle or when they beat the fucking Falcons? But he was their defensive coordinator, bro. And you could just tell he was bringing a part of that New England shit over there. And you could tell the players, bro, we don't even have that. Like, if you look at our roster, bro, we got a bunch of no names, bro. We're still, like, going over 500 and shit. You know, there's teams that haven't gone over 500 in, like, a decade. I don't know if that's fact or cap, but someone look up that if that's fact or cap.
I'm trying to think who would be, like, the worst team that doesn't go over 500. Like, the Browns for the longest time, probably.
Decent. No, they're pretty good now.
Yeah, you can't make fun of the Browns anymore.
And you can't do Tampa Bay, bro. Tampa Bay used to be big trash.
Tampa Bay always seems like they kind of come and go, because I remember Tampa Bay being pretty good in, like, the early 2000s for a couple of years. And they even won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, I'm talking about way back in the day, like in the 70s and shit. They were like what the Lions were and the Browns were for us back in the 70s. They were like the fucking – they were always the worst team. Always. And they had the creamsicle jerseys and shit. They were like the first team that I think to win a game. Or to win one game in a season.
You gotta think like the whole, it's kinda like the story of Cleveland in general. Like it's been the story with like the Indians and the Cavaliers, and they all kinda like trying to turn it around now.
Yeah, bro, that whole area. What's good with that area, bro? Ohio's fucked.
Cleveland rocks.
Nah, Ohio.
Dude, I hate Ohio. Ohio's the worst state, man.
What about shout Mississippi? Out Michigan. I mean, first things first, I love every state. But if you hear shit on any states, it's because, like, I guess we're Americans and we can shit on every state. Cause it's but we love people in the state. So when I say Mississippi sucks, it's because your government and state infrastructure sucks, but some of you people would be good. Yo, it's crazy, yo. It's really March.
For real.
Yo, I don't really watch it that much, but did March Madness start?
Well, March Madness starting right up this year. It's looking like a pretty good year for the Wolverines. They're in a little bit of a tough bracket this year, but that's my pick for March Madness. I know. Who'd you say you got this year, Ed?
Honestly, I don't watch it too much, but if I remember correctly, I think there was like last year or the year before, there was that team. What is it? Gonzaga or Gonzaga or some shit like that? Gonzaga. Them or what? Is it like Louisville or something? Are they in it too?
I can't remember, probably. I haven't actually seen the bracket yet, but you know I'm going to pick my bracket. You got to pick it with your heart, not with your head. So I tried to distance myself from college basketball until March Madness. Michigan's going to win it because I got the faith. They're looking pretty good, but I haven't really seen too much of the rest of the field this season. I think I've only seen Michigan games.
You got that faith, bro.
Keep it real. It's free entertainment. It's good distraction from COVID and everything going on. I hope everyone stays safe. Oh, funny story. The Michigan game not too long ago, Michigan coach got into a little verbal scruffle with the
Maryland coach.
And they had to eject him. And it looked like they were going to fight. And everyone knows Juwan Howard, the Michigan coach, would have dropped his ass.
Damn. Why is that?
Shout out to Juwan Howard. Oh, dude, Juwan Howard, part of the Fab Five, legendary athlete, played for the Miami Heat, has a championship with them. He's been around the block, man. You don't mess with Juwan Howard.
Final question. Is he beating Jake Paul in a boxing match?
Juwan Howard would beat Jake Paul in a boxing match. You mark my word.
All right. I guess he's a real one then.
For real. Shout out Juwan Howard. You're my boy. Keep it real this March. I'm rooting for you, man. I'm rooting for you.
Yeah, Michigan. I hope Michigan wins, bro.
You gotta keep the faith, man. Keep the faith.
Hey, you be rooting that hard, bro. I can't believe it. You know, I can't be rooting all hard for a losing ass team. So I hope they win, bro. I'm gonna roast. We're gonna roast you.
We're gonna be looking back at our April podcast that will be coming up, along with hopefully maybe a second one in March. We'll see, but most likely an early one in April. So we'll be looking back. We'll see if the tournament will probably still be going on at that point. So we'll see if Michigan's still alive. We'll see what's happening. We'll check in on that.
Yeah, no, it'd be really cool to reflect and see how everything turns out. No,
but thank you all for listening to this podcast. It's been real.
Always a pleasure.
Well, until next time, stay classy, New England.
Stay classy.
And always stay lit, New England. That's our thing.
Always stay litty.
Always stay litty, New England.
Too lit to quit.